News Team coverage. 94.9 WSJM News Now.
Brought to you by Comfort Keepers of Southwest Michigan, serving Berrien, Cass, and Van Buren counties. Compatible, compassionate, comfortable care at home. In the newsroom, I'm Andrew Green. State Representative Dave Pagel says his experience in public service sets him apart from other candidates for the Michigan Senate in the 21st District. The Berrien Springs Republican is being term limited out of the House, and he's looking to replace State Senator John Prose, who is being term limited out of the Senate. Pagel tells us he wants to continue representing the area in Lansing.
I feel like I have a lot to give yet. I'd like to use the experience that I've gained to this point in the House and my prior service. There are things I'd like to accomplish yet.
And Pagel has served as a county commissioner, a school board president, and a state representative. He tells us that prepares him for the Senate.
The Senate tends to be a little bit more of an experienced group. Almost all the members of the Senate are former House members, so I think I could step into that Senate seat and supply some leadership.
Pagel says restoring funding to public education is a top priority. He feels the legislature has siphoned money out of the school aid fund inappropriately. It's not the only thing he disagrees with colleagues on. Pagel voted against a repeal of the state income tax this year, saying the plan was irresponsible. He's running against State Representative Kim Lasada in the GOP primary for the state Senate. Being prepared for emergencies is among the top priorities for schools in Michigan, and here in Berrien County, helping them is a function of the Sheriff's Department's Emergency Management and Homeland Security Division. The office is Captain Rocky Adams tells us the department teams up with local police agencies to have plans for possible scenarios like school shootings.
Each school is running drills quite frequently around, and we assist them with that drill process.
Adams tells us school leaders have to know the responsibilities.
Each school has specific procedures that they'll go into for response, and they'll essentially have different types of lockdowns that they may go into.
Adams says it's also important for students to know what to do in emergency situations. His office teaches the teachers what to tell the kids. Under state law, schools have to conduct lockdown drills each year. Many districts are reaching out to parents to talk safety following the recent high school massacre in Florida. More than $38,000 has been raised for St. Jude Children's Research Hospital by 97.5 Y Country Radio with its 2018 Radiothon. For 12 years now, Y Country staff have held that fundraiser, asking people to donate to St. Jude's Children's Hospital. Morning host Matt Malone tells us this was an excellent year.
The outpour of support was absolutely incredible. The fact that we had all of our Y Country family show up was amazing.
Malone says hearing the stories of cancer survivors is always emotional for each host at the Radiothon. He proved his dedication to St. Jude's today by getting a St. Jude tattoo. That was in response to a bet that he made with listeners this year, saying he'd get inked for St. Jude if the Radiothon raised at least $10,000 on its first day. Y Country intern Lisa also got a tattoo. As of today, there were donations for the fundraiser still coming in, even though the Radiothon ended Friday. St. Jude Children's Hospital treats children with cancer free of charge. Some long-term goals for power production have been announced by Consumers Energy. Spokesperson Brian Wheeler tells us the utility announced today it's phasing out all coal production by 2040 and aiming for 40% renewable energy sources by that same year. He says it'll benefit Michigan.
This is really us taking a look at who we are and where we want to be. There are a lot of benefits to going in the direction of clean energy. For one, there will be job opportunities, of course, as we're developing new wind and solar projects across the state. Unlike coal or natural gas, you don't have to import the energy source from out of state.
Wheeler says Consumers Energy will rely on natural gas, hydropower, and improved efficiency to meet customer needs. He says solar power will also be a big part of the picture. He tells us costs to consumers will not rise as a result. He thinks this kind of changes what the public wants. There was a happy ending today after some scary hours for a Van Buren County family. Here's Michael Arney with more.
Plenty of tips came into Covert Township Police overnight and early this morning regarding a missing 8-year-old boy, and Police Chief Jay Allen confirming to our newsroom that those are what helped find Xavier Preston. The 8-year-old boy was found in a neighboring community thanks to those tipsters. Preston was last seen playing in his yard in the 72,000 block of 24th Avenue around 10 a.m. on Sunday. Allen says as of midday today, they were working on reuniting the young child with his family and adds he was found safe. I'm Michael Arney reporting.
And the latest woman to come forward and claim an affair with President Trump has Berrien County ties. Karen McDougal grew up in Sawyer, graduated from Three Oaks High School, and was the 1998 Playboy Playmate of the Year. She tells The New Yorker she had a 9-month affair with Donald Trump shortly after the birth of his youngest son, Barron, in 2006. McDougal says she first told her story to the publisher of the National Enquirer, being paid $150,000 for it in a non-disclosure agreement after doing so. The story was never published. She now says that she regrets doing that. McDougal says the affair happened shortly after the president married First Lady Melania Trump, and she ended it after he made derogatory comments about her mother's age. WSJM News now continues with your Hilliard Lyons report.
Bringing you the market recap. Closing stock prices of local interest for Friday, February 16th. The Dow Jones Industrial Average and S&P 500 on Friday logged their sixth straight advance, but the NASDAQ lagged its peers as political drama sparked turbulent trading late in the session. Still, the benchmarks produced their best weekly rise in years as the stock markets have tried to claw their way back from last week's downdraft that took them into correction territory. The Dow Jones Industrial Average closed up 19 points at 25,212, while the S&P 500 Index ended up about a point to 2,732. And the NASDAQ Composite Index, meanwhile, closed roughly down 17 points at 7,239. AEP was up 58 cents to close at $67.26. Apple was down 56 cents to close at $172.43. UPS was down a dollar to close at $106.40. Chemical Financial was up 54 cents to close at $57.82. And Whirlpool was down $4.12 to close at $172.62. Hilliard Lyons has provided wealth and investment management to every generation since 1854. Our offices are located at 2900 South State Street in St. Joseph.
WSJM News now continues. Calls from Parkland's school shooting victims for stricter gun control measures may be reaching the White House. President Trump is considering backing some improvements to the background check system. A key Democrat responded today. ABC's Megan Hughes has details.
The president, in talks with Texas Senator John Cornyn about a gun control measure Cornyn supported after this fall's mass shooting in Texas. It would incentivize state and federal authorities to upload information about people who are supposed to be barred from purchasing guns to the federal background check system. Democratic Senator Chris Murphy, a co-sponsor of the bill and representing Newtown, Connecticut, tweeted that the president's support is a sign that the politics of gun violence are shifting. But he stated this bill alone isn't an adequate response. Megan Hughes, ABC News, Washington.
More than 1,500 mourners have thronged a Florida church for the funeral of a 14-year-old Elena Petty, one of the 17 killed in last week's shooting attack on a high school in Florida. Her family spoke at Monday's funeral about how the teen had enthusiastically joined other youth after Hurricane Irma for cleanup efforts, and relatives received support from their community and others worldwide. Meanwhile, security was tight as the South Florida school shooting suspect appeared in court for the second time today. ABC's Jim Ryan has more from Broward County.
The 19-year-old accused of killing 17 people in a high school last Wednesday was led into a courtroom for a proceeding that lasted only a few minutes. At issue was a motion filed by Cruz's defense team 2 days after the shooting to keep sealed a document related to access to their client. The judge agreed to keep it sealed, but said that going forward, everything related to the case would happen in open court. Jim Ryan, ABC News, Fort Lauderdale, Florida.
The U.S. medical community voicing a mounting frustration over the Trump administration's focus on mental illness to fight mass violence. Mental health experts say most people with psychiatric illnesses are not violent, and many of them support gun violence research and at least some form of gun control. They say it's a public health crisis that Congress has failed to address, not a matter of Second Amendment rights. An unusual incident with the drivers in the presidential motorcade. One of those drivers picked by the White House for one of the press vehicles was detained and questioned by Secret Service agents. ABC's Serena Marshall has more.
During a security sweep this morning, one of the drivers of a press van was detained and questioned by Secret Service for having his personal gun with him when the press traveling with the president arrived at his Mar-a-Lago club. The drivers are selected by the White House, and he said he forgot to leave the firearm in his personal vehicle. He was not allowed to enter the club grounds. A White House staffer drove the press van instead. In a statement, the Secret Service said the matter was investigated and resolved, that the individual was in lawful possession of the firearm, but it is considered a prohibited item at the Secret Service security screening checkpoint. Serena Marshall, ABC News, The White House.
President Trump again attacking his predecessor on Twitter, asking why President Barack Obama didn't do more to prevent Russian election meddling. Trump's tweet today says, quote, Obama was president up to and beyond the 2016 election, so why didn't he do something about Russian meddling? And Trump raised similar questions over the weekend after an indictment from special counsel Robert Mueller charged 13 Russians with a plot to interfere in the presidential election. At the Munich Security Conference, the Polish Prime Minister has enraged Israeli leaders with what many are calling his latest Holocaust mistake. Here's ABC's Jordana Miller with reports from Jerusalem.
Poland's Prime Minister facing another fierce backlash from Israel, that after he equated Polish perpetrators of the Holocaust with what he called, quote, Jewish perpetrators. Prime Minister Netanyahu called the comparison an unacceptable distortion, adding all Jews acted under a death sentence. Israel staunchly opposes a new Polish law criminalizing those who accuse the Polish people of crimes during the Holocaust. Of the 3 million Polish Jews murdered by the Nazis, some historians estimate up to 200,000 died at the hands of Polish collaborators. Jordana Miller, ABC News, Jerusalem.
Preliminary results indicate a case of doping at the Olympics in South Korea. ABC's Alex Stone tells us what sport it is.
Alexander Krushelnitsky won bronze in curling. Now the Olympic athlete from Russia might have to forfeit his medal if it's confirmed he's been doping. He's accused of using meldonium, a drug to increase blood flow. It could also be a problem for Russia trying to get reinstated after being banned from the Olympics. Its athletes here competing under a neutral Olympic flag.
And new Black Panther box office numbers are in. They're even better than originally thought. Here's ABC's Jason Nathanson.
Original estimates had Black Panther earning a record-breaking $192 million Friday through Sunday.
I waited my entire life for this.
Turns out that was off by about $10 million, a three-day total of $201.8 million, thanks to the second-best Sunday ever, behind only Star Wars: The Force Awakens. Black Panther had the fifth-best opening of all time, and it's one of only five movies to ever open above $200 million. The others, by the way, all sequels. Jason Nathanson, ABC News, Hollywood.
WSJM News now continues with your weather forecast, brought to you by Comfort Keepers of Southwest Michigan, serving Berrien, Cass, and Van Buren counties. Compatible, compassionate, comfortable care at home.